Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Michigan woman is awaiting a judge's decision on whether she'll face trial following her 4-year-old son's death in late 2024. The child weighed only 10 pounds at the time of his passing. Authorities have charged the Bay City mother with murder and child abuse in connection with the boy's death. If convicted, she faces a potential life sentence without parole eligibility. The preliminary hearing, which began this week, has been postponed until late April. The defendant is being held on a $250,000 bond. The case centers on conflicting accounts of the child's medical care. Those supporting the mother say the boy had severe medical issues affecting his ability to eat and require a feeding tube. However, prosecutors point to the medical documentation spanning several years showing healthcare providers warned that the mother's care decisions could lead to malnutrition without proper medical support. Prior to the child's death, the mother had sought public donations to cover medical expenses related to his health conditions. The judge will determine after hearing all evidence whether there's sufficient basis to proceed to trial. And due to the misuse of the Watertown Township dumps by some, its use has been changed. The key to access the dump can only be signed out with the clerk on Tuesdays. Those who cannot do that, on that day. The clerk can be emailed to make other arrangements. The dump is for the purpose of eliminating yard waste only, like grass clippings, leaves, etc. Cement, big trees, or garbage are not allowed at the dump. The township has the right to refuse the release of the key to any or at any time for any reason. The dump was established for Watertown Township residents and its use for residents in the township. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. A key part of the last meeting of the Sandusky City Council was receiving and approving requests to rent the Diamond Trail Park for a variety of events throughout the year. There was a request for the Hydro Walk event for September 19th, for the McKenzie 5K event on June 13th, a request to rent the park for the Soho meeting on July 8th, and from the Lakowski Hansen Long Group for Enterprise Client Appreciation Day from July 24th to July 26th. During the meeting, it was noted this winter has been a difficult one with sub-zero temperatures in the double digits, and so far there have been 3 water main breaks. Also, it was agreed that department heads will attend the second council meeting of each month. In addition, there will be a public hearing at 5:35 on Monday, February 16th, regarding the proposed 2026-27 budget in the council chambers of the municipal building at 26 West Speaker Street. Comments on the proposed budget can be sent to the same address. Back in a moment.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. That was your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here in thumbnet.net, along with your weather and obituaries. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.